This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Out. Perek Dalet Zayin. We saw about the inyan of the mitzvah versus reshus, and how in reshus it's our kavana and direction that turns it into a avodas Hashem. Ches v'hini mashetzor sheyag b'adam ma'atzmoi hu ava v'yir l'avodas barach. Now, this is sort of unclear. How does it fit in? In other words, he said that mitzvahs bring a person closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs come in two types. Mitzvahs that are tzivuyim outright, mitzvahs that's in yirishus, that I'm the one who makes it into what it's supposed to be. But he speaks over here about av and yira. The lashon in the Zohar is that avodah, tefillah, without av and yira, it's like av and yira are the two wings that make it go up to Shemayim. That's the lashon. What it means is, it's another dimension in terms of the relationship. L'mashal, let's say I explain to somebody the type of gift that people appreciate. So when you want to give a gift to so-and-so, it's either something he needs or something he appreciates, something he likes. I give the person a whole list of directions. That's one element. Then I say, by the way, if you give it with a big smile, and look the person straight in the eye and to look kind of very, very happy about it, that makes a big difference. It's not only what you buy, it's how you give it. If you just kind of give it to a person with a murmur and you don't look at him, it has a different ratio. Ava and Yira are a quality that define the mitzvahs. So two people are putting on tefillin. One person does it because that's what you got to do in the morning, and that's it. The other person does it because he has tremendous simcha, tremendous ava, tremendous yira. Very, very big difference in the effect that it has on the person. So, av and yira tu in yanim. Vahu, she mizbeinel al goydel rei musa yisbarach va'oitzim shifos adam, v'yachnia atzmai lefani yisbarach v'yishma musa. So the first element is yira. It's very, very interesting. The Rambam, when he lists av and yira in the second parak in Sotei HaTorah, av comes first and yira comes second. He reverses the order. The Balatanya in Tanya, when he speaks about Av and Yira, he uses the Rambam's words, but he flips around the order. Which comes first, Av to Yira or Yira to Av? So I think the reason is rooted in the Etzem Metzias of where are you coming from? The Rambam's picture of Avodas Hashem starts from down bottom. A person thinks, understands, looks up, reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Av is certainly the first inyan that comes your way. It's l'mashal, if I'm trying to imagine, I'm trying to, there's a boy in yeshiva, I'm trying to get him to learn. So I have two ways of expressing it. One is, it's such a wonderful experience sitting and learning. It really, really fills you and v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Or you wouldn't want to remain on Ma'aretz for the rest of your life, would you? Now, if this person is not, he's coming from no place, then the second statement, the guy says, well, I guess I'll take a pass on being a Talmud Chacham, and I'll let someone else be a Talmud Chacham. Like, Yira is only shayach if I have appreciation for it. So someone who grows up in an environment where he's been taught being a Talmud Chacham is a minimum that's needed to be a Tzuris Adam, so on and so forth. So when I come along and I say you don't want to be an Amoritz, that's a meaningful statement. But if the person never was there, so starting off with telling him you don't want to be an Amoritz is not a very effective statement. The Rambam is giving us a derech from the bottom up. So the first Avraham Avinu's of type have to start with Ava, because that's where you start when you're nowhere. But they're starting for a person who is in the picture. And now the question is, should he perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu first as the one I crave and then say I'm in awe of him? No. The right order is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, M'loi Chvaydei, and then want to be Mishtaykik to come close to him. So he says, Mizbein HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Baruch Ve'etzer Vayisish V'adam, V'yachniyatzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yitzvayishma Musay. So step one is the understanding how far we are from what's right and what's good. And then I get a tremendous cheshek to want to be part of it. I want to add a small point that it's in it. We always associate Yiras HaRemimus with some sort of fear, like Yiras HaInish, but it's a little bit of a different type. It's very, very different. Yiras HaInish means there's going to be a consequence and so on. Yiras HaRemimus is awe-inspiring. When I introduce it to somebody, and the guy's a nice guy, it's very nice. When I start telling you this person is extraordinary, what he knows and what he does and who he is, v'chulu. So that's called Yiras HaRemimus. I begin to feel overwhelmed by the person, overshadowed by the person. I feel all of a sudden I'm standing in front of a giant and I'm nobody. And someone says, but you know, you could be friends with him. I would love more than anything else in the world to be friends with that person. Somebody who's so chashuv. So the Yiras HaRemimus we're talking about should lead to Ava directly also. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it all and everything, then wouldn't I want to be part of that? Because that means I'm part of it. The reason why we like to associate with important people, chashuv people. So if you're very crass, you're doing it for some reason, for some expediency, you expect to get something out of it. But if not, it's the shot is you want to be also like that. You want to have some of that. So if I'm hanging around a very wise person, then I'll pick up some wisdom myself. If I'm hanging around with somebody who's a very hushed person, very aristocratic person, I'm also going to pick up some of that. These are things that bring a person closer to Bayre. So this is a tool to bring you closer. Like we explained before, the guf akesha is through the world of mitzvahs, but these are the things that propel you to do mitzvahs and to be there. Tes v'omnam emtzoy achad nazar abayi sparach shemadresa l'mayla kol shem tzoy mekar v'adam elof v'talmud Torah. Now I want to point out something. The Ramchal is extraordinarily structured, and the Ramchal has three inyanim that bring a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu: the world of mitzvahs, Yir and Ava, Talmud Torah. They correspond to three levels of the world of Maisa, the world of, I don't like to use the word Regesh, but for lack of a better word, we use that, and the world of Seichel. Each one is higher than the other one in terms of how refined it is. And each one in its own way brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzvahs are the most immediate, most accessible, easiest. You also must have it in place. You can't just have contemplations in Hashem without doing anything. The second madrega is the emotion of Avin Yira, the sense of Avin Yira. It's more than the Maisa, so it's a more refined type of thing than Maisa. And finally, Talmud Torah. V'omnam, em tzoyachot nosan akel yisparach madrigosa l'mayla kosha em tzoyim amikarv ma'am elov v'u Talmud Torah. V'u b'shtei b'chines, ha'achas b'chines ha'igoyin v'alimud, v'ashniya b'chines ha'askola. So there's two, in Limud Torah, there are two aspects to it. One is the act of learning. The higoyin v'alimud is the act of learning. So it's a maisa mitzvah that's very chashuv, and that brings the person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the etzem knowledge, my knowledge and understanding, is something that brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I have learned and I know something, that brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's understand that also. We have friends, and some friends we feel we enjoy their company, nice people. There's some friends we feel very mekusha to, or feel a real bond. What exactly, where's that change? The guy's a nice guy, he's a friendly guy, he's very, very fine. I have nothing ill to say of a person, but at the level is that. And inevitably, if you think about it, the people that you're really close to, you feel that you have, you think similarly, you understand similarly. There's some sort of, it's as if the mind, my thinking, my understanding, my perception of things, my take on things is very similar. That is the strongest bond because it's the most pneumous of a person. A person who believes like I do, thinks like I do, sees the world like I do, and so on, is a very, very strong bond. There's something called, in the Gemara, it's Kirvas Das, about Nisuin. The name should not really be, but that's Kirvas Das. It means that there's a closeness in terms of my sense of things, my cognitive sense of things. That's the ultimate. Those are, if you think about it, the people that you feel closest to, it's because you see things the same way. You understand things the same way, you feel things the same way. And therefore, he says, the Haskalah itself, when a person understands right and wrong, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, Kaviyachol, then we are bonded to him by definition. Kehine says, Rotza Bechatzis Baruch Hu Chibur Dvarim, Pashkal Chachmas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us Chiburim, Umisarim Lanu, Vehainu Klal Sefer Torah, Sefer Neviim, Shebiskulas Advarim Yia, anyone who learns it, b'kedusha of Tara, ala kavana nachayinu, the right kavana, she'asiyas chavtzis baruch, that he's doing because Hashem wants us, yis'atzim boi al yodo mayil al yoyinu shen's God mayil, he will become a very shlemistic person. V'chein, mi she'ishtadol ba'avanosim diyas ma'ashem osalon ha'mi pirashayim. A person tries hard to understand it. Yikne kifi ishtadlusso shlemus al shlemus. The working in understanding it also gives a person shleimus. Kol shekein. So learning what it says, understanding what it says, and kol shekein yagia laskolas sesem v'razeim, if he understands the Sisra Torah, shekol inyan mem sheyaskol yukba v'isatzim nishmosim adrigan regas seyseromas shabimailo v'ashem zemiti. Each and every step reinforces more and more the shleimus amiti. Not only is he kind of himself Milan Shlemus, so this is fascinating because this is a Ramchal says this Misosham also, that a person's kavana, his first kavana is this Anagal Hashem, second one is Davagal Hashem, and the third one is that the entire Bria is Misala with him. But over here he says that when you're learning Torah, it's also an entire Bria's Mis'ala with you, because the entire Bria comes together and it's Mis'ala with the person. I would think that a Maisa Mitzvah, because it takes place in this world, has in fact a thing in this world. But Talmud Torah, it's very, very personal. I wouldn't have thought at first glance. He makes a point of saying it over here, that in Talmud Torah as well, whatever is a person brings out, it's Mis'ala, and the entire world's Mis'ala with him. Okay, we'll hold it here.